Zecher Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, Zecher Nishmas Daniel Hashem of Yeshua Falak, Rav Harari.
Rabbi Yechiel Mordechai.
Zecher Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Mordechai.
Ben Rabbi Alexander Gershon.
Ben Alexander Gershon. Okay, good.
All right.
Okay, Shalom Shalom and Aliyah.
Amen.
Okay, Rabbi Yosei, today we're going to continue with the next packet. Packet Tezvav, right? Packet 15. And this is, we were discussing, you know, Chai Shar, Chai Olam, and things like that. And now we'll see some of the Moshe's Tshuvas. There's going to be this topic of Chai Shar, Chai Olam, etc. Okay. So let's take a look on page 3. On the left side, Os Beis. Shnei cholim she'echad tzarech liripuy bevaday v'hu rak l'chai shah. So it's two cholim are coming into the hospital. One is, he needs definitely refuah, and it's chay, and his situation is only a chay shah situation. Hashayni tzorchim sofekim tzorch leripoy ze aval yicholim leraposo. The other one, in other words, one of them definitely needs a refuah, and it's, but it's only a shail of chai shah. He's not going to live so long anyway. It will all be derech hateva, and it's a question of chai shah. The second person, we're not sure what his diagnosis is, whether he needs this particular refuah, but the situation is that he could technically get better. I mean, again, everything is, we don't know anything for sure, but al pi derech hateva, he could get chaye olam. But we're not sure he even needs this particular refuah. So the question is, right, we saw in Rav Hirschler's writings yesterday, the question of Chai Shah versus Chai Olam was over here, and it's, but it's more than that, because the Chai Shah person definitely needs this particular refuah. The Chai Olam person, we're not sure he needs this refuah. So if we're going to take, if we're going to give him the precedence, then maybe it's in vain, because maybe he doesn't even need this particular refuah. But potentially he will be able to get Chaye Olam. So who has the Kedima? So look, let's see. V'dvar shnei cholim echad shelfi umdeno harofim hurak ripoy l'chai shah. There was the fi umden of the rofim. This person is only a chai shah person. L'harich yoma b'masha efshar lahem. Maybe it's just to take away his pain, and he needs intensive care. In other words, the second person, he perhaps can have a complete refuah. Emergency room. In other words, but we're not even sure he needs to be here. In other words, we're not sure if this is the right place for him. V'yesh sham rak mita achas b'yichid, and there's only one bed in this unit. So should we give it to the person who need for sure needs to be there, but he'll only get a chai shah from it, in contrast to the other person who doesn't necessarily need to be there, but he can perhaps have chayolam. Mikodem lachnich l'shem tipol hanimratz b'tchila k'shabo b'vasachas. And they came at the same time. They came at the same time. Uvediyeved k'shabo rak echad v'chnisu v'adaylos hischilo tapo bo uvo hasheni. Uvediyeved k'shabo rak echad. Shabawak echavichdisu v'adayin lo hiskilu l'tapel bo, or one came before the other person. Two scenarios we could talk about. So one scenario is they came at the same time, a chay olam person or a chay shah person, and the other person, the other case is one came before the other. V'nei nir lan yodaiti shimbo shneim v'asachas, if they came at the same time. Haynu kodem sheichnisu ha'echad mehem. Tzorech lachnis v'tchila mishlo das harofim mitzoyim sham yicholom ha'poso. In other words, the person who potentially could get the chay olam, he goes first. Im gam l'chol zeh tzorech l'haskel tekef im yesh tzorech af misafik. Even though it's a suffik whether he really needs to be here. In other words, the chay shah person definitely needs to be here. The Chai Olam person maybe needs to be here, maybe doesn't need to be here, but potentially he could get a Chai Olam refuah. Because, potentially he could get better and live indefinitely. So he says, so if they came of Asachas, we give the preference to the person who could have the Chai Olam. Even though it's only Misafik that he needs to be here. So you could say, it's only Misafik and he's taking up the bed and the other guy's going to lose out the Chai Shah. He could live maybe a couple of more months as a result, but it's only Chai Shah. So the Chai, a Safik, what Rav Moshe is saying, a Safik Chai Olam situation is going to be beat out the Chai Shah. Im kvar chnisu shom esacholo shol adaitem hurach l'chai shah. But what if they started the treatment with the chola that's the Chai Shah chola? Now look what he writes. Bein sheichnisu b'kedin machmas adayin lo haya shom chola sheini. Either because he came first, the Chai Shah person, or bein sheosu shelo kedin. Well, maybe in Ochanami he didn't come first, but they didn't do the correct halacha. But Lamaisa they started treating him, whether it was kedin or shelo kedin, bein shogim or mazidin, ein motzin moso misham. Batam pashut. So that's what Rav Moshe is saying here, is if they came together, you take the person who has a potential chai olam. Then the person who has the Chai Olam, he goes first. He beats the... And if the Chai Shah person came first, or they took him first, even though they weren't supposed to, then Rav Moshe says you stay with the Chai Shah person. He says, Atam poshut, the Vade Chai... Haroy this rapid with heels called Mechayev Haruim Sheye Kederk Stam Inchi Adifa Meilu Shom Dim Lamus Mitzad Holy Shulhan Shaloyadul Arofim Refuel Machalosan. Avazahu La Alma. To the Chola Atzmo Lechachiv Lahatzel Nefesh Achim Benafshom. The Kavin Sheikh Nisu Lahichid El Refoso Kvar Zacha Bahamokam. Whereas he says he was Zoch in the Mokum. So he says that Diva Be'el Sha'omdim. So Chai Olam takes precedence. Aval Zehu La'alma. The Lachola Atzmo. Lekachiv lahatzel nefesh achem. But see, that's lagabe the hospital. But in terms of the chola himself, he doesn't have to give up. In other words, if they took him, he's zoche, and he's not mechuyev to give up his chaye shah for someone else's chayola. So it was, and once they started, he it's like a chazaka. He's muchzak. He's muchzak on the bed. He's muchzak on the respirator, and therefore you can't. And that's like chazaka, sort of a form of a chazaka. That once you're there, you're muchzak. You know, we discussed this year about chazaka b'mitzvahs. If a person, you know, is muchzak to daven for the Amud, you know, and now people want to get someone else. So it's not so pashut that they're allowed to just, you know, the concept of chazaka, you know, in mitzvahs. So he's muksak. Zocha ba malchum lo bibay shehuch meol mishalim ba anazman shenimtzum beis kolam bein sheeno mishalim shemrapi moto bechinam. Whether he's paying or not paying, rapi rak laniyim bechinam. Some people have, you know, Medicaid, whatever it is. Fafi brach la'niyim b'chinam v'hu ani mikomokom kvar karnak b'macha huver sham liyos sham hazman shetzorich liyos sham v'ashibudim sheish al beis hacholam v'arofim d'sham v'raposo v'eino m'chuyev v'lagam osso sheitein ha'zichuso shal yidezei yichi ha'chai shah shuhu hazman kotze she'efshol o lichios l'chol la'ache afshar roi lichios yishiyar b'kol yomav ha'kvum lo. Wow. So this is Rav Moshe Shita. So Rav Moshe Shita is, again, if two people are coming to the hospital at the same time, and one has a situation where he's not going to live so long. Let's say the Shita of 1 year. Chai Shah means that you can live not more than a year. And the other person has a sickness, potentially he could live indefinitely. So then the Chai Olam person takes precedence to the Chai Shah person. Then it was the doctor, you ask if the hospital has to make a decision who to take precedence over. The Chai Olam person reaches out to the Chai Shah person. But if the Chai Shah person came in first, or they took the Chai, for some reason they took the Chai Shah person first, whether it was right or wrong, he's kanalo, so to speak. He's muchzak in the bed and the treatment, and you can't, and he doesn't have a chiv to give up his, and he says maybe it's also for him to give up. In other words, that's part of what we were talking about yesterday about Chayecha Kodmim. And maybe Chayecha Kodmim is the case in the Gemara. We were talking about that one person is muchzak on the Chai Olam, and then the question is, could he? So that's the Chayecha Kodmim, and he doesn't have to give up the water to split the water with his friend V'chai Shah. But it also, Rav Moshe saying a chiddush here, even if you're muchzak on Chai Shah, you don't have to give up Chai Shah for somebody's Chai Olam. That's also Chayecha Kodmim. That's a big chiddush. But you can say that the Chai Shah is also, it's like we discussed, the Chai Shah is also Chayim. It might not be, so if it's the question of the hospital making the decision, so they should treat the Chai, the person, the potential, who has the potential Chai Olam person first. But if for some reason they didn't, and he came first, so he's Zachalo. Then he says, there's ulaikam osir sheyitein as chuso. In other words, if they're somehow giving it to him first, so if he got it, so it would be osir for him to give it up to the other person. Umestaber, the afim hasheini sheefshar l'raposo hunami. Ata besukan gadol, In other words, even though the second person is good, big sakana, shatzarach lachzizo b'tchilo l'cheder ha'yichida, page 4, nami ein lahotzi es harishon, shenim tasham, haf shechayev hurachay shol lefiyum dum nurosom, shegam lahatzil vaday, einu mechuyev hachol benafsho. In other words, he doesn't have to give up. In other words, he's being treated, and he needs it now for Chayei Shah. In other words, anyway, though his situation, he's not going to live too long. Rakom Shachnisu Shem is a chol of the Hurak l'Chayei Shah. Yesh lahachdis tchila es a chol abesukon. Sheyesh l'raposo tchila av shabol l'sham l'charkach. But if they didn't machnis him yet, Rakhon Sheikhnisu the Sham Sakhol the Rakla Khai Shah Yesh Lakhil Sakhol Amsukan Shesh Labros Khila Hafsham Balasham Khakab. Oh, but then he's saying another thing. But say the guy was not admitted, in other words, they didn't bring him in to the emergency room yet. But he came to the hospital first. So now let's see what he says here. So first, the Ramosha Shita is that first you always take the chay, the person who potentially you could help to live an indefinite life, he goes in first. If he came at the same time. If he didn't come, and the other person was already admitted into the bed, was already put into the bed, then you have to, even though he's only a Chayei Shah person, he's Mukhsak. And the Choyla is not Mechuyev, or maybe also to give. There was Chayach HaKodmim, where Moshe says a Chiddush here, the Chayach HaKodmim is not only in the case of the Gemara, because the case of the Gemara was that one guy had the water. So we say he's not mechuyif to split it with the other water. The other guy, the way Chazanish learned, because he has Chayei Olam, and the other guy only has Chayei Shah. So the Chayei Olam wins. But he's saying if the Chayei Shah person is being treated at the expense of the Chayei Olam person, so that's also Chayach HaKodmin, even though it's only Chayei Shah. Which is very fascinating. Even though the Gemara says, the Chayei Shah lo Chayei Shah, Chayshinan, that's only for you to give up your own Chayeshah at the expense of perhaps getting Chayolam. Like to go to a doctor, a person's sick, and he's Vaday going to die if he doesn't get treated. And the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, to go to a non-Jewish doctor in those days was precarious, and he can get killed. But the guy could also save his life, so he should go. He should go to the doctor, because at worst he's going to give up the 5 months that he'll have, but he's not going to live indefinitely. So he says like this. But he says, "Rakolim sheichnitzul l'sham es achola, turach l'chayi shah yesh lahachnis tchila sachola amesukan sheish l'poso afshabal l'sham achar." But if, even though the other guy got to the hospital first, the chayi shah person got to the hospital first, and then the chayi olam person comes later, but he wasn't yet, brought to the bed or something like that. He wasn't put on the so then. You still give it to the Chayei Olam person. But once we started Once he's in the bed and we started being metapel with him, then he's the zochalo. But just because he came first, it's not a din coming first. It's the person who's being treated first is muchzak in the treatment. Now, say the Chai Shaw person doesn't know that he's only a Chai Shaw person. So he says that he doesn't know. But if he knows, so then we're afraid that maybe the fact that they're not taking him, he's going to get upset. And that's going to cause his death, because he's going to get aggravated. But if he doesn't know, and you don't tell him, then In other words, he's saying like this: theoretically, it's not who comes first; it's who we started treating first. But even though the guy came later, but we didn't start treating him yet, but he's saying, but for the Maisa, he knows that that's his situation, that he's terminal. If he knows that, and then we're not treating him, they're going to take the other guy, that's going to cause him so much agmas nefesh that will impede on his life, then you have to take him first, because he came first. But if he knows, because if we don't take him and he came first, he's going to get very upset. So that's Rav Moshe's. He doesn't know. So therefore, if they don't take him first, it's not gonna cause a problem. But the Maisa, whoever they started the tipul with first is considered muchzak. It's like a chazaka. So a person's muchzak. So that's, you know, halacha has concepts of chazaka. You know, people in this generation, people don't take chazakas very lightly, and it's I feel it's not proper. People get rid of different people. Okay, if the person did something improper or something like that, is not qualified. But chazaka is a very delicate topic, and there are halachas. People don't realize that halacha has chazakas. So he, Rav Moshe, is having a chazaka even for the tipul of the refuah. To treat the person. Now let's take a look here on page 10. Another tshuva that Rav Moshe has. This is a tshuva on page 10 to Rav Shalom Tendler. Rav Shalom Tendler is Rav Moshe David Tendler's younger brother who lives in L.A., who's a Rosh Yeshiva in L.A. He used to be in Yula, and now he started his own yeshiva, and is Rabbi Shalom Tendler. So the tshuva is written to him. So he has a different here. So let's see, he has a bunch of questions. And then he's referring back to the tshuva we just did in Ayin Gimel. So, okay, so let's see where we pick up here. So take a look. First, he's talking about prolonging one's life, right? We discussed that about last time when we. He says a pashut on the page 10 on the left side. Pashut shoketzover amob yordeya shematir gam matzich l'hasid dvarim ma'akvim yitzias nefesh. Right? We had the Ramah. We didn't see it inside, but the Ramah says that if somebody is a, the Ramah says somebody's a gosis, right? So he's in the throngs of death, and he has 3 days left, a little less than 3 days, and someone's chopping the wood, right? So we say that he could stop chopping the wood and let him die, right? So the simple pshat, like Rav Bleich always says, that that's talking about a gosis. So once you're in the gosis, means his organs are shutting down, etc. So he's a gosis, he's not going to live 3 days. So then, like we saw in the Beis Yaakov, so then there's no halacha that you have to keep chopping forever, right? Because l'maisa, he's a gosis. So you don't have to keep chopping forever. So, but Rav Moshe says like this, So Rav Moshe, he adds in something that I don't know if you it's the Pashat Shat, what Rav Moshe is saying. That I think it's a chiddush what Rav Moshe is saying. That he's saying that the case of the gosis is because he's in pain. So the case of the gosis is in pain, so you don't have to keep prolonging his life if he's in pain. But the Pashat Pshat doesn't seem to be it's because of pain. Pashat Pshat, like the Beis Yaakov said, he's a gosis, so he's dying. It's not that he's in a question of pain. It's a question of that he's in the throngs of death. If he's, you know, if he was, so like Rabbi Black was saying, you know, in other words, even though they gave him the medications it's still, he's not stable, you know, with his blood pressure is going down, and he's not, you know, because if he's giving, like Rabbi Black mentioned, if he's giving the medication and he's stable, then he's not a goysis. But so he's not a goysis, then you have to keep him alive because he's not a goysis. But this idea about stopping the chopping of the wood versus not is very different. He says, "Pasha chikay sover amor shemati v'gamatzu chlasir devarim amakvim tzias hanefesh asher nimtzu adigormim sheyomus ve'ezes man katan kodim." The pasha shu mitzad hayisurim. And Moshe says it's pasha shu mitzad hayisurim sheish lagosis b'zeh. Wow. So Rav Moshe says a chiddush that if he's no yisurim, then chop wood forever. So to me that's a chiddush, because it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah that it's talking about that they were yisurim. It's just saying that the guy is a goysis and they're chopping wood and that's keeping him alive. So he can stop chopping the wood. But Rav Moshe said, no, you can't stop chopping the wood. The only reason is, the assumption is that the goysis has yisurim. And the goysis has yisurim, so you're prolonging yisurim for a goysis. But if it's not, it didn't. So that's Rav Moshe makes that nekuda of yisurim. So he says, the pasha shu mitzara yisurim sheish la goysis b'zeh. The b'legi yisurim, Wow. But if you look, if you have the, I don't have it in front of the packet. This packet is. I think it's packet Yud Gimel. You have Yud Gimel in front of you. Anyone can get Yud Gimel? In your packet, Yud Gimel, I have the Ramah there. Do you have Yud Gimel in front of you?
Yeah.
You want to read the Ramah in Shin Lamed Tes?
Shin Lamed Tes?
Yeah, I think that's in packet Yud Gimel.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, you want to read it? I don't have it in front of me.
It says, "Hagoseis harihu kechai lechol dvarav, ein kosher nechayav, ein Tachino tov, ein marichino tov, ein pokakin and kavav, ein shomtim."
Right. Okay. That's the. Yeah. Now read the Ramah.
Yeah. Okay. Hagav yish omrim de ein chotzvin lo kvar.
Kever.
Kever.
Yeah. Keep going.
Sheino imo bebeis ad acher she imo. Yamut.
Yeah.
The aser lachtov shum kever liyot patruach ad the machar.
Yeah, keep going.
The chain aser ligrom the maid she yamut meharam kigom mishahu goses zman arif aloyachlu lihipare.
Okay, keep going.
Aser li shamea kvar. Can I exactly read that?
You know, you can't take the pillow away. Say he has a pillow underneath.
Yeah.
And the feathers of the pillow are stimulating his life.
Right, Kisei Betachtav, Mikoch Shomim Shiyesh, Miktsas, Ofo Shigorfim Zet.
So you can't take the pillow away.
V'chein aser l'shum or l'asum something tachat rosho k'deshi parei. Aval im yesh sham davar shagorem aku yotzia panash k'gon sheish samuch oto bayis kol dosi.
So kol dofek. In other words, if you have the kol, yeah, you have something that's. In other words, you can't take something from directly from him, but if there's a noise, a banging noise, yeah.
Or sheyesh something al shono ve'ilu ma'akvin yitzias
nefesh. Right. In other words, if the noise is causing that the nefesh is not going away, yeah.
So mutar la'asiro misham de'ein b'ze ma'isa klal ela masir ha'moneya.
Right, so therefore you could stop it. You could stop the external thing. You can't do anything. You can't move him. You can't move the pillow away. That's direct. But if you're doing something indirect, you're just stopping the stimulus of the sound. Then you could stop it. But he said, so the Parshat Pshat is like I think Rabbi Black said it. Then in a gosis. But he doesn't say anything about Yisurim. Rav Moshe was mechadish.
Yeah, he never says that. He never says the word Yisurim.
Yeah. Right.
He's talking about things that are providing some sort of agmas nefesh.
What do you say?
Like he's talking about things that are ve'ilu ma'akvim yitzias
nefesh. No, ma'akvim yitzias nefesh means that they're stopping the death from happening.
Okay.
In other words, the stimulation of the noise is keeping him alive. So the question is: are you allowed to stop that? If that's what's keeping him alive. So the Ramor says, yeah, you can stop it. So the Beis Yaakov we saw last week said because he's a gosis. So, and there's no real din of Chai Shah by a gosis. He's not. In other words, his body is shutting down. So what are you trying, so like Rav Shecht mentioned, you let him die. I'm not saying which case Rav Shecht was talking about, but in certain cases, but Rav Moshe's thing about Yisurim, that's a very big chiddush. That Rav Moshe is saying it's because of Yisurim So that's what Rav Moshe says. Because you don't have to learn the Ramah that way. You don't have to learn the Ramah that way. But he's saying that. But that's how Rav Moshe's. But he says if there's no Yisurim, then. So then you have to keep him going. Okay, so that's the story. Okay, then there's more. Yeah.
That line of Moshe where he says that Pashatu Mitzada Yisurim, that the Sheishlib Gosseis, but that the Lake Yisurim Haleka Shum Tam Sheatiru Up Salek Devav Makin Tias Anefesh.
Right.
That line seems to be a very compelling argument, right? What reason would their Ma have to allow that if it's not about Yisurim?
Right, in other words, what's the reason? I mean, that's the base Yaakov's saying, because he's dying. So, in other words, are you mechuyev to keep him? Again, if he's not a ghost ace, that's one thing. But if he's a ghost ace, he's mamish shutting down, and so he thinks that the idea of the base Yaakov is that there's no din chayshah by a gosis.
Okay.
And that was the machlokas we had, whether there's a din, whether we pass like Tosis that you mechal Shabbos for a goyses or not. Maybe a mechal Shabbos for a goyses the way Tosis said, and he thinks that you're not mechal Shabbos for a goyses. But Rav Moshe said, you know, so I mean, you could argue with this. Shaleki Yisurim, he says, she'ein lo Yisurim lama lo anu lishtad del achrach. It's hard to believe that this the chopping of the wood. So you have to what? You have to take a rotation and chop wood forever. You know, it's a little bit difficult to understand. Okay, Rabosei, we'll stop here for now, and we'll continue this tshuva tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Okay, let me say hello to everybody.
You got a watch out for me.
Okay, Rabbi Izzy Muller, thank you for helping today. And Ezra Hagler.
Hello,
and Chaim Chazan Hess, and Nathan Bauer, and Rabbi Levy.
But you know, the Maisa with the wood chopping is like the story with it was a Titus or Vespasian who had the fly going through
right,
his
right, ear. Right, it's getting, yeah.
It's like something like that. They banged the hammer and then he died when it stopped banging.
Right, exactly. And Jacob Rockland and Josh Blau and Penny Rapp and Rev Harari and Rabbi Levy. Okay, it's good to see you all.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Rabbi, thank you.
Cultive. Thank you.